Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come Almighty King to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are my reward. All I want is you. The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
See, yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but
He is the reward of worship.
All I want.
He is the price.
All I want is you.
Oh. Oh.
So come that we can barely breathe. Your glory. Your glory.
All I want. The glory. Your person. All I want. Take me in. Take me in. All I hold me a little bit closer. All I want is you. Hold me a little while longer. All I want is you, Lord. Take me a little bit deeper. All I want is you.
Now let's get ready to welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Beard.
Good evening, Kingdom family. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Beard. We're so excited to have you here with us on our broadcast. And we want to thank you for being here each and every week. On this week, we're beginning a new series, and it is called Help, I am hurting. We find that there are many individuals that face situations dealing with abandonment, dealing with other types of hurt, and so we're going to begin to deal with that on tonight. A lot of times there are situations that come where you're still putting a smile on your face, but inside you're an emotional wreck. And so we're going to begin to deal with those topics as we go by in the next couple of weeks. And on tonight, we are on our first part of the series, which is the agony of abandonment. Okay, so when we begin to look at this tonight, we're going to start off, we always start off with a scripture. So tonight we're going to start off with 2 Corinthians 4 and 9. While you're actually getting that, I am going to open up with prayer tonight. And we're believing God for a supernatural experience tonight, that his hand will be upon this broadcast tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Father, that you will lead us and guide us in all truth. We thank you for those who are here on this Periscope. We ask you to touch their lives, touch their heart, God. Stir up their spirits, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you, oh Father God, hallelujah, you're holy, you're mighty, you're righteous, you're everything that we need and more. And we ask you right now that your power, your love, oh Father God, would meet us here tonight on this Periscope. And it's in you, Father God, that I give the glory, that we give the glory, yes. Hallelujah, and the honor and the praise, oh Father God, to you for being everything that we need and more. Hallelujah. And we still declare and decree it to be so tonight in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One thing that I wanted to talk about, amen, is abandonment. Now, when you're dealing with abandonment, it's a situation that has come and you're feeling all alone, you're feeling hopeless, you're feeling like nobody's there with you. And this has sometimes happened years and years ago. Sometimes it can be from your childhood. Sometimes it can actually be something that's happening right now. But abandonment really can leave you in a dull place. And so one thing that I found here is that you're going to have to begin to deal with the situations that have come to try to plague your life and to try to tie you down to the fact that you are no longer able to feel like you can get up again. Now, some people, they begin to deal with abandonment even when they're young. And we're going to talk about that for a moment. So the first place that we're going to look at tonight is abandonment that is felt from a child. There are a lot of children that are placed in situations where they didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask to be born. They didn't ask to be raised up in a family, but yet they're faced with a situation where they're abandoned. Sometimes they're abandoned because a father has left the household. So as the father leaves the household or the mother leaves the household, they're left with other people to care for them. And everybody knows that when you're young, a lot of things that happen to you, you begin to really hold those things in your heart. You begin to really, truly, you know, feel those feelings, and that stays with you for a long time. So when you're dealing with abandonment, you're going to have to get to the root of the problem and get to the root of the situation. And everything, there's always a root to it. So first of all, you need to find out, why did the person abandon you? You know, if it was your dad or your mom, you need to find out, why did they walk out? Sometimes you can think that it's about you, because when they actually leave, the first thing you're thinking, they left because of me. But a lot of times they have not left because of you. They have left because there were other situations in the home that you didn't know about. You were too young to deal with, so you actually didn't know all the details. Now, I do want to let you know this, that if you don't handle those things from the childhood, if you don't handle those abandonment situations from the childhood when you're little, they will begin to go on with you when you're married, and you'll begin to have that to carry over. So a lot of people that deal with abandonment issues, they're always holding very, very close to, watch this, their spouse. They don't want their spouse to go anywhere. They don't want their spouse to do anything. They're very, very clingy, as you will use the word clingy. So they cling on to these things because they figure, if I can just hold on to it, I can protect it, I can keep it. And so a lot of times, even when you have children that are growing up in this type of situation, the child then will become sheltered because of the things that happen. So sometimes sometimes children are not allowed to do certain things because of the fact that the parent has been abandoned in the past, and now the parent doesn't want anything to happen to their child. They don't want their child to interact with other people. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the situation, and they're just trying to make it through the different things that they're going through. Now, when you're dealing with abandonment, I want to let you know that you must deal with it quickly. You must begin to really identify the fact that you feel abandoned, that you feel hurt, that you feel threatened, because if not, this thing is going to go on and on and on, and my goodness, it's going to continue on. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with abandonment. So when it's abandonment and it's dealing with abandonment from the children that are feeling abandoned from their parents, they have to deal with that right off. Now, one of the things I want to tell you about tonight, I want to tell you about this. First of all, you have a situation with the abandonment that the child that has been abandoned may have been left in a bad situation. So I do want to deal with that. I want to deal with the fact that a child may feel like they've been abandoned, they've been left in a situation where they were molested, raped, they were even left alone with child support services had to come in, different things that happen that they have to face and they have to deal with. So one of the things I want to tell you tonight is to make sure that you are dealing with those abandonment issues and that you deal with those abandonment issues early. Now, a child that has been raped, a lot of times they feel like their parent had left them into that situation and they didn't get them out of it. So you want to make sure that if you have been molested or raped and you feel like it was because somebody abandoned you, because they didn't care for you, you want to make sure that you're getting help right now. One thing that happens is it goes on into adulthood, and if it goes on into your marriage, it can really be a tragic situation. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with it right away. So those children that have been raped, those children who have been molested, children who have been turned over to child support services, they need to understand that they need to deal with that right now. Another thing that can happen with a child that's dealing with abandonment is the fact that if a loved one has left them, and you know what, the loved one may have left them due to death. So we want to talk about that for a moment. Sometimes you feel like you're the person, whoever it is that left your parent or whomever, you feel like they left you, but actually God would never leave you comfortless. And so God gave us a comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. He left us the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would be here with us. And just as that, most of the time when you're in a situation like that, when your parent has left, then maybe your aunt or uncle or someone has been there to keep up with you, to take care of you, and to nurture you. But a lot of times we find that in those type of situations, people are still dealing with the heartbreak of being in this type of situation. So make sure that you are really dealing with that abandonment situation that comes from that. This is the thing. When you have a child that's been left in a situation and they've been abandoned, one of the things that they'll do, they want their spouse to feel that need. And so we're going to begin to talk about other situations, but right now we're talking about children. And so if you were abandoned when you were little, you want your spouse to feel the need of the person that left you. And so you want them to nurture you and to pat you up. But guess what? Your spouse is not your mommy or your dad. They are your spouse, and you have to know how to deal with the two different things. So that's why it's very, very important that you begin to deal with the abandonment situations, that you begin to deal with the hurt early on in the situation, because if not, it's going to continue to go on and on and on. There's going to be broken hearts. There's going to be a lot of chaos. There's going to be disappointments. A lot of different struggles are going to come about because you didn't handle or confront the thing that actually got you there in the first place. So we want to begin to identify the fact that a child that has been left in an abandonment situation, if they've been left, and you know what, I was just reading about a situation where two parents were killed in the bed next to the child. And they didn't kill the child, but that left a trauma. And I know a lot of times you're saying, how could a little bitty baby, you know, how could this little baby really, you know, have a hurt from that? Well, a lot of times they have seen the image of their loved one or their mother or their father. They see that image over and over, or it's a gunshot that actual gunshot that happened. And guess what? They begin to remember that. And one thing I was remembering is one time when I was younger, I actually dealt with a situation where there was a boy in our neighborhood that got shot. And all the thing I remember is hearing the sirens coming, and they were rushing real, real fast, and the sirens were sounding. And then I went there, and I saw him. That was the first time I actually saw death face-to-face. And so, you know, sometimes when you see things face-to-face, you don't know how to deal with that, and you begin to be traumatized by it. And so now even sometimes when I hear a siren right now, I'll be like, oh, my goodness. You know, my heart jumps really, really fast because I remember those times when I heard those sirens. So you have to begin to really go back in your childhood, go back and begin to really look at it, because if not, it can really harm you. So tonight we're talking about this topic that we're going to be talking about for a few weeks. Help, I'm hurting. How many people are really, truly just hurting inside, but you smile every day, you go on, you do your shopping, you do everything that you're supposed to do, but there's still a hurt inside, and you haven't really been able to identify that hurt. And so one thing that we're going to begin to do tonight, we're going to start to put some of those pieces back together, and we're going to try to help you to get your life back into a condition where you're able to move, where you're able to, you know, just flow and not have to worry about those things of the past, or even some things that are happening to you right now, all right? Number two, we're going to talk about the abandonment of a spouse or even, guess what, a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know. So we're going to talk about that tonight. What happens when you feel like you've been abandoned by your wife, your husband, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend? You feel like, you know what, I thought they were going to be in my life always. I thought they were going to be here with me through thick and thin. I thought that they were going to just, you know, we have this saying that we say right now that they are my ride or die. I thought they were going to be here with me. I thought that they would, you know, just go through whatever for me. But yet they have left me. They have abandoned me. And how do I deal with this hurt? Yes, I'm going to church. I'm saved. I'm, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. But I have a hurt inside of me. And let's just be real. Even though you're saved, even though you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there's still some areas that you need work on. There's still some areas that needs what I call CPR in the spirit. There's still some areas that needs care, hallelujah, glory to God, and power, glory to God, and restoration from God. And so one thing that I want to let you know, that God can give you that care, power, and restoration if you begin to call upon him. And so when you're dealing with a spouse that has left you, one of the things that I want to let you know is that you need to begin to really understand that you know what, sometimes it's not even your fault. So we need to deal with that first. Even if it was your fault and they left you and you feel an abandonment, you need to really begin to deal with that, because if not, you can cause yourself to get into a situation where you're bitter. And you don't want to walk around bitter. You don't want to walk around angry. You want to deal with that stuff right off, because if you do not deal with it, it's going to continue on. And guess what? It's going to spill over into you the times when you're old and you're sitting in a rocking chair and you're this grumpy old man or grumpy old woman. Why? Because you did not deal with those situations that you should have dealt with a long time ago. You have to begin to deal with these abandonment situations that come. God wants to give you that care. God wants to position you. God wants to restore you. And so when he begins to come in, and he has to come in and do that CPR in the spirit, he's going to have to come and begin to let you know that just because this person left you, one thing that I begin to study, I'm actually in psychology, and one thing that I study is the fact that they say if it didn't kill you, if you didn't die from it, you can make it. Come on, glory to God. If you're still in the land of the living, you didn't die from it, you still have air, you still have breath in your body, then you can keep moving after the person has left you. So we're going to deal with the fact that your boyfriend or your girlfriend has left you. Listen, first of all, you have to ask God, did you send this person to me? Because sometimes God has to close the door, because he knows one thing, that if he did not close that door, guess what you would have done? You would have stayed in that situation. You would have stayed in that relationship. You would have rotted out. You would have decided that, you know what, I'm going to stay in this relationship because it makes me feel good to be in this relationship. But God is seeing something, guess what, up the road. One thing I love about God, you might not know why you're doing certain situations, you might not know why you're doing certain things, but a lot of times God will begin to put that in you because he'll tell you, you know what, you need to get out of this thing. And if you don't close the door, I'm going to close the door. If you don't get out of it, then I'm going to get you out of it because I'm not going to allow you to continue to be hurting in a situation where somebody is not even caring for you. So God will begin to say, I'm about to close that door. You know what? My child does not need to go through that. My child does not need to suffer. So he will begin to close that door. And guess what? God knows that there's somebody else that's on your path that he has for you. So you have another boyfriend or girlfriend, and, you know, we talk about some people say relate to them as your old man or your old lady. You're thinking that you can't get another one. But God has something better and something greater for you, but you're trying to hold on to it. And so there's a presence. And one thing that I wanted to talk about is that when you have this abandonment situation going on, this is how sometimes you lose the actual chemical imbalances in your brain if you don't deal with it. What am I talking about? This is how a lot of people begin to have a lot of psychological problems. They get depressed. They get bipolar. They get schizophrenia. They have all kind of things that are going on that are trying to stop them and block them from getting to where they need to get. And so one thing that happens is if you have that element of abandonment there, then a lot of times you feel like you can't go on to the next phase, but God has something in store for you. So you have to begin to really deal with these situations that are coming up when you're dealing with the failure that you thought was a failure, because sometimes things are not a failure. It's just that the facts are is that you didn't read, watch this, you didn't read the fine print before you got into the relationship. Watch this, you didn't read the signs that God was giving to you and telling you that you don't need to be in this relationship at all. So one thing you have to do, you have to begin to really deal with these situations as they go. Now, I want to tell you this. When you have a spouse that abandons you, this is a different situation because you thought that this spouse was going to be here for you, watch this, for better, for worse, for richer, or for poorer, forsaking all others. Come on. You know, all of the things that you took in their wedding vow, but now they've decided that they're not going to be in that relationship with you anymore. And so now you have to deal with the fact that they're going out of your life. This is a hard pill to swallow, especially when you have invested time, energy into a relationship, and now you find yourself in a situation where it seems like it's not working out. Now, I want to tell you right here is that you have a person that has gone through parental abandonment, and we talked about that earlier. When they've gone through parental abandonment, sometimes when they get married and their spouse abandons them, this is, guess what, this is like a deal breaker for them. They say, you know what, I no longer want to be in a relationship with anybody else. I no longer want to have any other contact with anybody else. So they push people away, and they decide that they would rather not deal with anyone in life. But you have to understand that as long as you're living, you will have to deal with, come on, you're going to have to deal with people withdrawing from you. You're going to have to deal with the fact that some people, amen, glory to God, they are going to depart your life. They're not going to be able to stay. When you're being elevated and you're going to another place, they're not going to be able to stay. And so you have to really, truly begin to deal with those situations that have come about. The next thing is, when you have a spouse that actually has left the family and you have children that are involved, a lot of times the children they're really hurt because of the situation that happened. So if your father has left the household and the mother is there, the mother is having to deal with this situation, it could be very, very bad for them. So one thing that you want to make sure is that you are moving in the direction that God has given you to move in, and that you're doing what he has told you to do. So you make sure that you're able to identify these things along the way. There's going to be some actual relinquishing of power, you know, with what we're talking about. If you're in a relationship, if somebody abandoned you, you want to make sure that they no longer have the key to your house. You want to make sure that they have no more access. So you have to begin to say, you know what, you abandoned me, you left, and guess what? Now I have to begin to remove everything from you that I need to remove from the situation. So I'm telling you right now that you have to begin to deal with the things that are going on in the relationship, the things that's going on, so that you would not take that into another place. Okay, the next thing that we're going to talk about is the abandonment of a mentor, teacher, or someone that is very influential in your life, somebody that's very, very important, somebody that you look up to, and you feel like you've been abandoned by them. Okay, one thing I want to let you know, that in the beginning of the season, when you begin to walk with a teacher, a mentor, or someone that's very, very important that means a lot to you, in the beginning of it, you need to know that everything happens in seasons. And so there's a season that a person is to enter into your life, and there's a season that they may have to leave. It's very, very hard when you have somebody that comes into your life and then they begin to back up. Well, sometimes they have to back up to let you grow. There's a growing process that must take place in your life. So sometimes they'll pull all the way back because they're saying, you know what, I got to pull back, because if I keep being like that with them, they will never grow. So even when you hear things like in the word where it says that when you were first a child, you spake as a child, but now that you're old, come on, glory to God, you have to do new things, you have to do greater things. And so what they see is that, you know what, when you were a child, I fed you from a spoon, I took good care of you, I changed your diaper. You know what, I'm going to tell you, I don't want nobody to change my diaper. I don't want nobody, you know, to have to do that. I don't want nobody to have to feed me anymore. And so what happens is, even though you think that the mentor has actually abandoned you, they may have not abandoned you. They may be putting you out there to teach you how to actually be able to soar on your own. And so they have pulled back and they've withdrawn for that reason. So every time, it's not the fact that somebody has abandoned you on purpose. So if you have a mentor, a teacher, a spiritual parent or something like that, and you just feel like they're not there for you the way you need them to be there for you, maybe you can also go sit down and have a conversation with them and let them know, you know, I really need you to be here more. And they will be able to give clarification if they're in that season where it's time for them to pull back and allow you to fly and allow you to soar high in the things of God. So when you're dealing with abandonment, one thing that I want to let you know is that every situation that looks like a situation of abandonment is not really abandonment. Because abandonment, if you're going to talk about abandonment, it's going to be an intentional thing. It's going to be something permanent. And so most of the time when you see situations with your mentor, it may not be a permanent situation. It may be the fact that they're just pulling back temporarily to allow you to be able to achieve some things that you need to achieve. Another thing that you have to understand, amen, you have to understand that people come into your life to build you up. And after they do that, then they have to move on to build the next person up. So if you start seeing them spending more time with somebody else, it's not that they have left you, and you might feel that withdrawal. I've seen so many people, so many times they have a withdrawal. They even start to withdraw themselves from their mentor, from their leader, because they feel like they're not paying any attention to them. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with that, because if not, you're going to have a problem on your hand that is so big that it will truly mess you up. Now, I really want to pray tonight, because there are some of you that may be feeling that way. You may be feeling like even your mother or your father have abandoned you. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing I want to let you know, that God is a comforter. He's a keeper, and he will keep you in the midst of every trial, every situation that may come up in your life. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. He will never, ever leave you in a situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you're not able to come out. One thing that I actually wanted to tell you, when I told you that scripture earlier, that's Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Listen, the thing about it is, God has sent us, amen, glory to God, an awesome, awesome, awesome Savior that is there for us. So even during the times that we feel like we're abandoned, we're not abandoned. We have not been left alone. God has given us everything that we need. But he also has also begin to give us some things to help us to structure us and to get us to where we need to be. One thing that I was looking at is 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training, and righteousness. And so when you're being trained and you're being taught in the scriptures and you're being taught of God, God will begin to send you the things that you need, and you will begin to feel yourself getting the things that you need in this season. So one thing, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because there's so many things that God has for you. He wants to actually bless you. He wants to keep you from failing. He wants to keep you from falling. The only thing that you have to do is begin to pray and seek the Lord's face. Amen. Hallelujah. So the next type of abandonment that we want to deal with, and before I get there, I want to tell you some things that come from abandonment, or from a person feeling like they're abandoned. One thing that you may feel is anxiety. A lot of people get anxiety attacks when they think somebody is about to leave them. And so they begin to get a lot of anxiety. They get antsy. They feel like they can't keep still. And then some of them also get panic attacks, where they're sweating in the palms and different things that are going on, because they're feeling like this person is about to abandon them, and they want to make sure that they don't leave them, so they're trying to do whatever they can to keep them there. But you have to understand that people that are meant to be in your life, they will be there. They're not going to leave you until their time that God has for them, because everything is done in seasons, and there's a season for everything. And so when you begin to understand that there are seasons that people come into your life, that then you will understand that some people will have to leave. Hallelujah. They're going to have to leave because they were only there for a season. And so that's one thing that you have. You know, even when people come in, you say, you know what, I thank God for the season that he's given us together. Amen. And it's no love lost. When people leave your life, you know, don't get so uptight. You know, don't get uptight because they left, because they were there for a season. And after their season, you know, after their seasons were gone, then they had to go on and they had to do what they were called to do. And that's one thing that you will have to understand, that you cannot hold on to people, because you'll be the kept them past the expiration date, and that stuff is going to really be stink. It's going to smell foul. Why? Because they're not supposed to be in there anymore. Their season to be there is up, and now they have to move on, and they have to go and do something else. Because even when you look at the different seasons that we have winter, we have summer, we have spring, we have fall. And what if all of those seasons were the same? Then we would have no change. We wouldn't have no time to really enjoy the other seasons. And so one thing that you have to do, you have to just embrace the seasons that God has given to you when a person comes into your life. Because if not, everything's going to just be the same. Every day is going to be the same. And you don't want to have torture or whatever it is. Because listen, to some people, winter is torture. To some people, summer is torture. You know, it just depends on the person and what they like. Some people love summer. Some people love spring. Some people love winter. And so we have those seasons that change for a reason. And these are the seasons of life in which they change. And they're changing for a reason, so that we can be able to understand the things that are coming. And so when you begin to really understand that, you'll be able to walk in authority in which God has given you, and understand that, you know what, I thank God for my time and my season, come on, with this person. And then you'll be able to see the fullness of what God has for you. My goodness, amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about what God is doing. And I want you to know that if you look in Ecclesiastes, for some of you, you really need to look at Ecclesiastes 3. It tells you a lot. And it tells you, to everything there's a season, a time and a purpose under the heaven. And that's Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. A time to born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which has been planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. You know, so everything, there's a season. And when you recognize all the different seasons, then even when people leave, don't feel abandoned. Don't feel left out. Just know that God has a way of escape for you, and he will bring you even through that tough situation that you thought that you were not going to be able to be. Because I think about this, it's better for that person, you know, somebody saying, well, my father abandoned me, and your father was abusive, watch this, you should be glad that they left, because they would have had you in the midst of probably illegal drugs, alcoholism, all kind of things that they could have you in the midst of because of their life. So sometimes people leave out even the parents that have left. Sometimes the parents have left your life because they don't want to allow you to see them in their mess. They don't want you to see them in extreme cases where they have fallen off, and they don't want to see you. They don't want you to see them in the place where they're at their lowest. And so that's the reason why some of them leave. And it's not that I'm making an excuse for them, but you know what? You think about this. That person that raised you, that person that took care of you, they had the right equipment. Come on. God knew far before everything happened. He knew that you needed somebody to raise you, somebody that would love you and cherish you. And even if you had somebody in a home that didn't quite love you like the other person loved you, you still were in the midst of somebody that loved you. And if you were not, then guess what? God has always been there for you. And he will never put you through more than you can bear. And so as tonight, as you were looking at this, just know that those people, it was better off that they left your life. Because if they would have stayed in your life, they could have wrecked some things for you, wrecked some things for your family, and caused you a lot of pain and anguish, okay? So I wanted to talk about this. So when mentors, teachers, or someone, even a spiritual parent, someone that has authority in your life, when they begin, you begin to feel like they've abandoned you, just know this, that God has your back, and he is going to cover you, he's going to keep you, and he's going to protect you and through everything that you're going through. Amen. All right, and number four, we're going to talk about the abandonment of a friend. Now, this is deep because sometimes there are situations that happen that when you build a friendship, you're thinking that the friendship was that lifetime friend. Okay, but you have to understand this, and we talked about seasons. Some people are in your life for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. And so sometimes God will put people in your life, and he'll put them there for you for a season. Sometimes there's a particular reason that he puts them there. Maybe you have been in a low time in your life, and they were there that they were supposed to pick you up and be able to help you to move on. And then when they get to that other place, they're able to shift and transition. Or maybe they're there for a lifetime. Those lifetime friends, no matter what happens, you could be through the storm, the rain, you could not be in the talk for 20 years and still come back and be in the same place for one another, because those are lifetime friends. They will not go away. They're going to be there through thick and thin. They're going to be there at the weddings. They're going to be there at the funerals. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to be there at everything. And this is that Proverbs 17 type of friend. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that Proverbs 17:17, amen, it says that a friend loves, come on, at all times. Amen. Glory to God. And so this is going to be that friend that's going to be there for you. They're going to love you at all times. They're going to love you in your low parts. When you don't have no money, they're going to love you. When you have money, they're going to love you. When you don't have nobody in your life, they're going to be there for you. And so when you find that you have a friend and you feel like they have abandoned you, you need to begin to really truly evaluate some things before you say that they're not there with you, okay? Really evaluate the whole situation and see if this person has really left your life or if it's just some situations that need to change. Now, one thing I want to let you know, if you begin to look at them and you see that they have abandoned you, then guess what? Keep it moving. And some things are just really not good to hold on to. If this thing is going to have you down and out, you know, and it's going to have you every day, you're feeling down, you're feeling sad, they're always giving you the exit song, they're always saying, you know what, I'm better off without you, they're always saying little things, and guess what, let them exit, because when they exit, God will send you what you need. And so if they were there, if there was that friend that was there for a lifetime, they would not be having these exit signs every time, you know, just saying all kind of, well, you know, I got to move it on. I got to keep it moving and all these things. They wouldn't be saying those type of things. They'll try to make it through the things that you're going through. And so I also want to tell you that just because you don't hear from a friend doesn't mean that friend doesn't love you. They can have things going on in their life. The one thing that I've learned over the last couple of months is that people have a lot going on. And so sometimes when you're thinking that they're so worried about you, they're not worried about you. They have other things going on in their life, and they have situations that they yet face. And so we can be actually misreading and misinterpreting things that are not really what we thought they were. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs 23:23 says, this is from the GNT Bible, it says, true wisdom, learning, and good sense, these are worth paying for. Hallelujah. But too valuable for you to sell. You getting all this knowledge tonight? You getting all of this wisdom? Amen. Hallelujah. So it's worth you actually paying for, but guess what? You can't sell it. You can't give it away. Guess what? It's there, and you need to keep that. You need to keep that with you. When you find somebody that has wisdom, you find somebody that has knowledge, somebody that can walk with you, then that's the type of people you want to be around. So if you even have a friend that walks in that type of authority and anointing, that's the kind of person that you really want to stick with and stick by, because they will help you through some very, very trying situations. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was saying that friend that loves at all times, most of the time this friend will be categorized as a family member. And so you will begin to say, my sister, because they're sticking to you even closer than a brother. My goodness. Hallelujah. There are some friends that will be there for you at every drop of the hat. Anything go on with you, guess what? They're right there because they want to be there for their friend. They want to care for their friend, and they're right there on your side, and they're not going to leave you at all. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you that we have really truly gone over a lot on abandonment, but I want to tell you this is not everything on abandonment, because abandonment can really hurt to the core. And so you have to begin to really search yourself and find, you know, and ask God, says, Lord, I need you to help me in this situation, because it's really weighing me down in this season. And after you do that, you begin to see the power of God and the hand of God move in a mighty major way. Amen. Glory to God. Right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to give you an opportunity. If you're on here, maybe you've been dealing with some abandonment situations. Maybe you just want to have some feedback with us. Let us know that you enjoyed the message tonight. Then you press 1 to speak to the host, and we will be ready to take any questions from you. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mailing your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God today for everything that he's doing. We thank him for his sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are here. We are alive. Amen. Glory to God. And we want to give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of everything, God is God. We thank him for everything that he's done tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, even while we are just beginning to pray and to seek God's face, we ask God to continue to strengthen us tonight in everything that we do. Well, we have an awesome, awesome time tonight. Do we have any callers in queue tonight? God bless you.
We have caller ending in 8175. You are now on live with the host.
Amen, amen. Well, I just want to know how you do that. I got to ask the speaker how she do that. Because me and my wife, the other day, well, I'm going to say it was yesterday. Me and my wife, we had a conversation concerning things in our past. And we just began to talk and just began to kind of go over things, you know, within our childhood that have happened to us, you know, that have probably, you know, gave us different, you know, attitudes and different ways that we have and just different things. We just kind of, you know, we just started to kind of rehash over different things that, you know, that went on, you know, within our lives and things of that nature. And it's amazing because one of the things that you said on tonight, you know, you said abandonment. And abandonment can lead to so many different things, just like rejection can. And one thing that, you know, I know from rejection is, you know, rejection can cause a person to be stubborn, you know, can cause them to shut down because they've been through that rejection so many times, you know, they're just stubborn. So it's so many things that can open up to rejection, to abandonment. It's just so many different things. And when you begin to talk about it, it makes you really self-examine yourself, first of all, because so many times we can go through the years and through the years and through the years, and we just have this feeling, this heavy weight on us, you know what I'm saying, that we know needs to be removed. And nobody can remove it but you. You're the only one that can begin to remove it because you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be honest with God and allow him to begin to remove the things from you so that you can operate fully in your everyday life, your marriage, ministry, whatever it may be. You want to be free from those things so you won't be weighed down through your entire life. So just tonight, that was just confirmation, you know, on my behalf, you know, just to let me know that, you know, that we were on the right page when we were discussing these different things like this. So tonight was a blessing. I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to stop right here and just say that was a blessing. And you have an awesome anointing to help people get delivered from different things. So if the people continue to get on here and listen, you know, to the information that it's given, they'll be free from all the things that, you know, have been boggling them down and weighing them down over the course of their lives. So I thank God on tonight for the word. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. And I, you know what, I want to thank you for sharing that because actually it was Monday night prayer, and I began to really go before the Lord, and I began to ask God, you know, Lord, where do we go next with Blog Talk Radio? Because for about five or six weeks, we've been in a series where we have been actually dealing with marriages, and we have been dealing with relationships. We were on a relationship series, and I always go before him, and he is now beginning to give me theories of different things. And so during the prayer, after I actually came from, you know, out of prayer intercession, I had to actually get, you know, just grab pen and paper, and God just began to have me to write down the word help, I'm hurting. And then after that, he just basically began to help me to write the rest of the things that needed to be stated. And the first one that came up was abandonment. And basically, one thing that really triggered that is because when I was young, my father died when I was very, very young. And so for the longest, I had actually faulted my mother because I felt like my mother should have actually let my dad come back home. They were dealing with some situations, and I felt like, you know what, I needed my father during those times. And so one night he was really trying to come home, but he didn't come home. He was murdered that night. And so I had to deal with that for many years until I learned how to forgive. And one thing that a lot of people don't understand is that you can be carrying stuff around with you for many, many years, and you're actually having hatred in your heart towards people that were living life, and life was whatever situation for them, whether it was good or bad, and they were trying to cope with the things in their life, but you wanted them to make you happy. And so you wanted them to stay in a situation that might have not made them happy. So that's the same thing what I could say, that I could have actually been asking, you know, my mom to stay in a situation where she wasn't happy, or, you know, different things that you go through along the way. You just realize that there is an abandonment situation that, you know, you begin to feel abandoned, you begin to feel left alone. And so I just thank God for allowing me to actually hear from him. And he began to say there are a lot of people who are smiling, but inside they're hurting, they're wounded, and they need desperate help and they need desperate repair. And so that's why we actually did this broadcast tonight, even in the midst of the things that you have, that I actually had going on today, I still know that I needed to be on here tonight because somebody here tonight needed to hear this message. So one thing that we have to understand is that we have to begin to confront the things of the past and so that we can get healing. So that's why I always say whenever people are on here, I ask you guys to make sure that you're saying something. So I really want to thank you very much, Brother Michael, for coming on, you know, and just letting us know that we are hearing from God and we're actually tapping into something that probably needed to be addressed. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah. And just come think about me as well. You know, during my childhood, you know, it's like the more you get it out and the more you begin, because each and every time God shows you more revelation, the more you talk about it, you actually, you know, get down to the root, because a lot of times we don't want to call things out for what they really are. You know, if somebody touched you the wrong way, you want to look at it, that was just an accident, he just played with me like that. No, that's molestation. You know what I'm saying? That's molestation in a certain form. And a lot of times we don't want to call things out for what they really were, and we're wondering why we're going through life feeling certain kinds of ways, because we try to block that out. We try to block that very thing out that happened. So that has caused us to go into something else that we didn't have to go into because we didn't identify what that very thing was. So when you don't identify something, that very thing can lead you somewhere that you don't need to be led to. So that's why it's always good to kind of go back and kind of rehash those things, and not to be bitter about it, but just to, you know, kind of, you know, get it out of your spirit where you can, you know, you can talk about it, but at the same time understand, you know, what happened to you and why it happened, you know, and get an understanding, get a clear understanding about it so that you will be able to handle those things. Because like I say, me, myself, I've been through, we can sit on the phone for hours. I mean, I could talk about several different experiences that I've had in my childhood, my adolescent years, my teenage years, and on up. And it's just, you know, it's nothing but the goodness of God that allowed me to be able to go through all of that stuff and still be able to talk about it. Because, you know what I'm saying, like the word says, like the Bible says, like he says, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we know that we are overcomers, that our testimony will help somebody else overcome a certain situation and obstacle. So I just thank God that you were able to share some of your life experiences, just being transparent. And I just pray that more people will just speak out and not be shy to speak out, because once you speak out, you have an outlet. You know, that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants to keep you closed mouth so you won't be able to speak, so you won't be able to get those things out, so you can feel ashamed. But there's nothing to be ashamed about, because we know that there's no condemnation in God. So you can feel free to speak and, you know, just let it out. You know, so I just thank God tonight for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And we really do thank you so much for sharing even your testimony, because we love the feedback. We love to hear from people who are in our broadcast. Do we have any other callers in queue?
We have Alexis from New York. I'm sorry. Alexis says that abandonment issues have always been a part of her relationship. And one way that she does that, she basically explains that she has a constant fear of someone leaving her because of what happened in her childhood.
Mm. That's good. Well, Alexis, thank you so much for sharing your information. And I'm going to let you know this. When you have someone that is left, and I'm going to tell you that you want to hold on to what you have. So let's just say you have a baby and you just shelter that baby. You don't want nobody to watch that baby. You don't want nobody to hold that baby. You don't want nobody. You want to be the one that's totally in control of that baby. And one of the reasons why is that person may be dealing with an abandonment issue, so they don't want that child to get hurt. But shelter sometimes in itself can wind up, you know, just backfiring. So you have to be very, very careful. And God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and a sound mind. So we just need to know that, you know, we need to make sure that we're not walking around being fearful, thinking that things are going to happen to us, and, you know, we're going to have to walk in just integrity and being able to do what God has called us to do. So I want to thank you so much for sharing that, because a lot of more people need to be able to express the fact that they're going through things so that we can be able to deal with it. So So I love this topic. It's going to be awesome to deal with. Health, I'm hurting. And then, you know what, we're going to deal with those hurts. We're believing, God, that people are going to be healed through these broadcasts. God bless you. Anyone else in queue tonight?
We also have George from Louisiana. And George says that he thanks you for this broadcast because for many years he was hiding his abandonment issues from things that happened in his past. And tonight he feels like he's not by himself and that he's able to talk about more.
Amen. Well, you know, I just really want to give God praise. You know, to be able to express that hurt, to be able to express the fact that you're going through something. And then when you're saying, man, I'm not the only one that's hurting like this. I'm not the only one that's in this position. It's able to help you to go on and to do the things that you are desiring to do. So just being in the midst of people who have gone through the things and have been victorious can help you to fight in the battles that you are facing. And so we're very, very excited to have you on the broadcast. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and give you strategies on how to handle those situations that you're facing. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else?
A lot of people coming in, and I would like to just take the time out to thank the Periscope family that came over and that are on the line. But I pray that God will get you all out of the shadow.
Yay.
And that you guys will begin to ask questions or give comments. We do see you guys on here, and we know that it may be a little bit intimidating to speak, you know, on the air, but you'll get used to it. I had to.
All right. Well, Sister Candy, what did you get out of this tonight? I know it's a whole lot, and I just want everybody on here to know, you know, just know that this here tonight, amen, this is God. Amen. There's no way that I can actually say that I can be here tonight, but only through the power of God and the hand of God. And he's able to allow us to minister his word even in the midst of things that we're facing. So I want to thank you guys for being here. I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure next time, you know what, press that number one, speak to us, let us know you've been blessed. Even those of you who took out time to come from Periscope over here, we want to thank you so much, and we just want you to know that we appreciate you. God bless you. Do you have anything to say?
As usual, I am blessed by the broadcast on tonight, and it made me think about some of the things that people will go through, especially when they're coming into counseling. You think about how people try to sabotage their relationship because of abandonment issues. You know, you always trying to pick a fight or bring up something to make it seem like that potential mate or the person that God could have possibly sent to you is an issue for you when they're really not. You're never satisfied. You're never happy. You have high expectations that you don't even live up to. It's just a lot of different things that all stem from abandonment from when you were young. And it makes me think about if those that are dealing with abandonment issues, if they would divorce their past and marry their future,
yes,
things would be so much better. And I know it's not easy because we all have dealt with them. I've dealt with some issues, but I never wanted to say it was an abandonment issue because, hey, I grew up with my mom. I grew up in a loving household and stuff like that, but I didn't grow up with my father. So a lot of things stem from me not growing up with him, and I didn't want to admit it, but, you know, it's good to admit that you had an issue. I had a problem, and nobody but God delivered me from that problem. So I just want to tell everyone who's listening to the broadcast, admit when you have a problem, whether it's an abandonment issue or whatever type of issue it is, because when you don't admit it, it festers and it grows, and it begins to overtake your life. And you don't want anything but what God has for you to overtake your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. And also, you know what, I wanted to say to everybody that's on here, we are excited about what God is doing. And, you know, just being here on Blog Talk Radio, we've been on here a year strong, so we want to thank God for all of you who've been listening in. And I was looking at the total of the amount of viewers. And last time I told you it was over 2,000, but actually it has over 4,000 people who have listened to our broadcast. So we are very, very excited about that. That's something to clap for right there.
Amen.
And so we want to thank God, and maybe we need to post that on our Facebook that we have had over, you know, put the stats on our Blog Talk Radio. So we want to thank you. And we would like a lot more of you to go ahead, if you can, and follow us on the on Blog Talk, and it will actually begin to give you the notifications and let you know what we're on so that you can stay in contact with us. And so we're very, very excited about what God has done, even over the years. And I can tell you, I think it's only been one Thursday out of a whole year that we missed. And so we thank God, you know, that we've been on here a year strong and for blessing us. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, help, I'm hurting. All right, for those of you who want to know what the next series is about, so part two will be on 4:14, and we're going to begin to deal with humiliation. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to make sure that you're on here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make sure because I have my notes here. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have all of our dates for our upcoming broadcast. And this humiliation has taken effect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to deal with humiliation, and that's going to be on 4:14. Amen. And then if you continue to listen, which I know you guys will, on 4:28, we're going to talk about loss of identity. And on 4:21, we're going to talk about loss of self-esteem. Amen. So we have 8 episodes on this, and we're looking very, very, we're very, very excited to what God is doing with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here. Do we have any other callers in queue, any other announcements that you would like to make tonight?
I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that we still get on prayer and stuff.
Yes.
Every night at 11 a.m. we have 11 more days.
Yes.
11 more days. We get on 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have 11 more days. No, 10 more days. Because baby's been left.
Yes.
We have 10 more days left on our 21-day boot camp. If you have not got any information concerning the boot camp, make sure you email us at evelyndearingministries@gmail.com, and we will send over the information from day one up until now. And also, we will be sending you information about Evelyn Dearing Ministries. And I pray that some of you will begin to partner up with us, because there is a great work within this ministry that God has for us. And we do need your help to get buildings built, to get programs funded, to get books out concerning the abandonment issues and so forth, to help others all around the world. So we pray that you will email us concerning how can you help, or email us concerning more information about Evelyn Dearing Ministries, as well as make sure that you tune in with us every Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. for our morning prayer line that we have every morning. You can send in your prayer request to that email as well, or you can get on Periscope and join us in the morning, or you can call in at 218-548-0995. The code is BLESS, 253-7733.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Also, we have an awesome thing right now. We have an auction that's going on. If you can just inbox us, we'll tell you more information about that auction that we're doing. Amen. And we thank God for everything that he's doing in this season. And we pray that you have been tremendously blessed. And I'm going to pray us all. Father, we thank you right now for everything that you've done tonight. We thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. God, we pray that those who are dealing with, oh, Father God, abandonment issues, they're dealing, Father God, with situations that have them down, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would keep them in their keeping care, God. We thank you, Father God, that right now, Father God, even as we speak, God, that you have angels encamped all around them. We thank you, Father God, that you are blessing them and keeping them in your keeping care. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, until next week, this is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, tuning out. God bless you and have an awesome week.